7 East and Central African countries are seeking what they consider a more equitable share of the Nile waters. Until now, they've been part of a deal that gives Egypt the lion's share. On average, the Nile carries an estimated 84 billion cubic meters of water per year. The Blue Nile contributes around 85% of that amount, and the White Nile about 15%. Over the past 100 years, treaties have given much of the control of the Nile waters to Egypt and to a lesser extent to Sudan. Egypt also has veto rights over all upstream projects. There's long been dissatisfaction over the treaties among the 7 upstream countries: Ethiopia, Uganda, Tanzania, Kenya, Burundi, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. They say the accords are unfair, a vestige of colonialism. Egypt counters by saying these countries are awash in water resources, unlike Egypt, which depends entirely on the Nile. Last month, Burundi signed a framework that addresses these issues. 5 countries have already endorsed the deal: Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, Tanzania, and Rwanda. It's still under consideration in Egypt, Sudan, and the DRC. The deadline for signing is May of this year, after which the agreement goes to the country's legislatures for ratification. Until recently, Mahmoud Abu Zayed was Egypt's Minister of Water Resources and Irrigation. He says Egyptians see the agreement as a positive beginning.
During the last 10 years, we have been working on a framework which you call the agreement, and everybody agreed to more than 95% of this article. So we believe that having 6 countries signing the framework opens the door for working on cooperative programs and new projects along the Nile.
In Egypt, water is one of the issues being dealt with by the new interim military rulers following the departure of longtime President Hosni Mubarak. Abu Zayed says, just like previous governments, Egypt's interim military rulers take the issue of the Nile waters very seriously.
The government met for the first time and they put on their agenda the first item is the Nile water. So they are thinking seriously of the next steps to be taken to get closer to resolve this issue.
The former Egyptian minister says what worries his country most are efforts by some to scrap the no-harm provision of the old treaties, which in the new agreement is referred to as Article 14B. It says future upstream uses of the Nile waters must not harm the current uses and rights of the downstream countries, Egypt and Sudan. He says if these principles are honored, the framework under consideration will be acceptable to all the Nile Basin countries. So does the framework agreement address the concerns of all the Nile Basin countries? Henriette Ndombe is the former executive director of the Entebbe-based Nile Basin Initiative.
We need to consider the need of Egypt and Sudan, especially Egypt. They need water because without Nile, Egypt is a desert. Other countries also, they need water and Nile. This one has been taken account in this cooperative framework agreement, except Article 14B.
Egypt and Sudan have rejected all efforts to replace Article 14B in the new agreement. Egypt has previously threatened military action against nations that contribute water if they construct projects that slow the flow of water to Egypt. Ndombe says war is not the answer for resolving outstanding issues between neighboring countries.
The 7 countries, they don't want to fight Egypt because of water. And there is no need to Egypt to fight other countries because of water. They cannot fight against 7 countries. The better for them is cooperation, to join the 6 countries which have signed the cooperative framework agreement.
The Nile Basin Initiative's former executive director, Henriette Ndombe. The framework agreement aims to create a permanent commission that will manage the Nile waters and guarantee what proponents consider an equitable use of its resources. Former Egyptian Water Resources Minister Mahmoud Abu Zayed says a better approach would be to develop underused parts of the basin to help generate more sources of water. Analysts warn if the controversy over use of the Nile water is not handled carefully, it could generate conflict in the not-too-distant future. This is Ashanafi Abeje, reporting from Washington.